Welcome back, everybody, to the Pair of Kings podcast, where we are bringing you business as usual, tomfoolery as planned. I am your host, Michael Smith, and you can find me on Instagram at _Smithstagram. I am joined this week by my wonderful co-host,
Saul Thompson. You can find me on Instagram at Saul Thompson. Holy shit, is this the first intro you did?
Saul wouldn't let me do the intro on a mainline episode. He said I had to do it on the Hero because my voice sounds like shit. And he said he doesn't want it to be the first thing that people hear. He said it ruins the image of the brand. So I begged him to let me do it on this one.
Yeah. So this is the Hero episode. Non-subscribers will get 15 free minutes, both on audio and video.
Five. You get...
It's over. if you'd like to see the full or listen, hear, whatever, head over to herohero.co/POK. Subscriptions are $4 a month. We would really appreciate it. It helps us literally keep the lights on.
Yes.
Allows us to release episodes early, do things like video, so on and so forth. Thank you so much to all of our subscribers, and we hope you also subscribe.
This is our, I think it's worth noting, this is our second attempt at a Hero episode. Our first one was just a little too juicy.
I spent an hour and a half talking shit and calling people out by name. Yannick heard it. Hi, Yannick.
We decided that maybe we need to sort of freshen that one up a bit. So this is take two.
I don't know if I sound bitter. I just sound really like vindictive, maybe.
Yeah, we're much happier today. We're having a happy day. Can you turn that light off?
Yeah. I'd like to acknowledge as well. A lot of my talking shit comes from being really competitive. I'm very competitive. And I would like to say there are a lot of people in the fashion space that are killing it. And I'm jealous because they're going crazy. I'll be the first to admit that.
My talking shit comes from a smug sense of superiority. My doctor asked me if I had delusions of grandeur. I said I have grandeur.
The one thing that I will talk shit on are people that use their parents' money to look cool. Because that's not...
Yeah, use your parents' money to look like shit like everyone else.
Get a job. Yeah. Even if you don't need it, go get a job. You work at a coffee shop and then I'll respect it. But none of these guys have fucking jobs. It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You must get so bored.
That's what I'm thinking. That's why they all have fucking archive resale stores. Because they think browsing Yahoo Japan is a job. It's not a job. That's a hobby.
And benzo addictions. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, stop asking me if I have Ritalin. Go get a job, please. Holy cow. So anyway, welcome to the Hero episode. Michael, how are you? What's new?
I'm good. What is new? February is almost over.
So I think we should do a February wrap-up on the boys episode, because that's, I think, a longer conversation. I say this every time I do it. I learned a lot, and I'm learning a lot. I'm a little bit behind. I'm only on day 26. But we're almost done. Today's the last day of February, right? It's leap day?
Leap year, dog. That's tomorrow. Today's 28th.
Oh, it's the... Okay, I thought today was
the
29th.
We got tomorrow. But I have worn at least one thing that I did not wear ever.
Interesting.
I pulled one thing out of the closet and I was like, fuck, I looked at these jeans for months. It's time to finally wear them.
Who said, I think my chapa gay, I pulled them out the closet?
Me. I said that.
Yannick, can we get the lyric card for I think my chapa gay pulled him out the closet? I don't know who said it, but just zoom in on the name if you could. Thank you, Yannick. You're the best. So yeah, we won't dive too far into it, but I'm realizing that there are things that I just don't wear and I hold on to and I should probably get rid of. So I think at the end of February, I'm going to list a bunch of stuff for sale.
Oh, you found stuff to get rid of.
Yeah. I mean, it's things that, how would I describe it? Just like fit a little bit weird and only look good layered or a little bit too small. Or, I mean, even now where like none of my pants fit me
correctly.
Let me
tell you about layering. Dude. It makes people fucking furious.
Smith's Law?
People get so mad.
Have we talked about Smith's Law on the podcast?
It's maybe it's more of a postulate, a theory.
Oh, an axiom?
An axiom. The more layers you have, the more fashion you have.
The more fashion you are.
Yes. Well, that's not what I say, but okay. you can, you know, it's ancient tomes. They're open tomes to interpretation.
Do not quote the ancient tomes to me, for I was there when they were written. Wait, ready for this one?
Head on over to herohero.com/POK to hear more of that sweet, sweet sipping.
So we talked about this on the one that we got rid of, but I'll throw it out before we transition over to the full Hero. So we get things for free sometimes, this seating. It's very nice, but sometimes they just don't fit correctly, I personally have gotten things that are lovely. I really enjoy them. I just don't know how to wear them, or they just don't fit with what I own. And usually I'll give them away to my friends. But there are things that I have, and I'm fairly certain Michael has.
Yep.
That we can't resell. That's not
fucked
okay.
Up.
But we'd be more than happy giving them to people, especially if they fit and if they like them. And we're going to do that over on the Hero. So if you're interested, you can head over and join. We'll probably be doing something when this episode goes up. We'll have to discuss exactly how it's going to work.
Yes. It's also sizing dependent, which is unfortunate.
Because the stipulation is you guys can't also resell them. Because if it gets back, we won't get things, and then we can't continue to do it. So we'll have to figure out exactly how to do this, but free stuff on the Hero.
Also, when we get to 100 subscribers, mm-hmm. Saul Thompson, who now has a job, will...
I have two jobs.
Now has two jobs. Will be cutting the certified lover boy Drake haircut into his hair.
So I'll be dyeing my hair too. I have to text and make an appointment with Hannah Parsley, my girl.
Hannah Parsley seriously sounds like a Animal Crossing character.
Right? She really does.
Not like she sounds like, not like she's like, but like her name sounds like.
She'd be running the fruit and vegetable store.
Yeah. Hannah Parsley.
So I'm going to dye my hair again, which is fun. So the certified lover boy haircut will be on potentially dyed hair, which would be really, really. I'm so glad I'm seeing somebody and I don't have to go on dates with the fucking certified lover boy.
You're
haircut.
Seeing her because of the Larry David haircut.
That's true.
So honestly, it clearly seems to work for someone. Before we lock the doors on this and start spilling all sorts of foul secrets again. Saul, would you run me through a fit check?
Sure. I mean, it's very simple. I have a vintage Lithuania Olympic basketball tee. It was my dad's. Now it's mine.
Is that the one you wore yesterday?
Yeah. Nice. I slept in it as well.
Do it stink? No, it's all right.
Yeah. And I've got my strike gold denim on. You fucking traitor.
Leo.
Fuck you, Leo. My strike gold denim. Nothing crazy. I got the belt that I got from Self Edge that Michael was laughing at me at because I needed a belt for a wedding and then went to Self Edge and bought a belt. But to be fair, my logic holds, and that was if I'm going to buy a belt, I'd rather buy a belt that I'm going to wear every day than just buy one for a wedding and then throw it away. Right?
I do the same thing. I don't know.
God, my leg is wet. Fuck.
From Leo?
Yeah.
Tight.
It's so gross. Michael, what are you wearing today?
I'm wearing cowboy boot Crocs, Rick Owens gray long drawstring pants. It's really funny because that sounds like the drawstrings are long, which they are, but it's more that they're drawstring pants and the pants are long.
Wouldn't pants already be long? I'm confused.
No, because the other thing he makes is crops.
Oh, okay.
So Rick makes the same three. Rick makes like this cut of pant in like four or five different formats.
Okay.
One of them's long, one of them's cropped, one of them's shorts, and the other one is like sweatpants with a cuff. But it's all the exact same shit up here.
Cool.
I'm wearing a pearl dick flap tank top, a rust orange level t-shirt, little splash of color, and then a gray... like silky moleskin overshirt.
Nice.
Yeah. And I got Leo on me.
I got that Leo on me.
And that probably.
I want to talk for 2 minutes about something.
Before we leave? Yeah. All right, let's talk for 2 minutes for the regulars.
I believe 2017, Daft Punk did a pop-up at Maxfield, and they had six brands that were there. And I managed to find one of the crew necks and one of the hoodies from that Maxfield pop-up, and I ordered them. And they were fairly reasonable. And chasing a few of the other things from that collection, one of which...
Oh, yeah, give me the Daft Punk filter. Stellar. Okay. One of the other things that I'm chasing is a set of shirts and a set of rings that were done by a brand. Oh, fuck, it's like Dark Drawn did the rings. And they didn't make that many of them, and I don't really know how they popped up, but I'm searching for those. And then recently on eBay, as of this morning, there was an Interstellar 5555 vintage t-shirt that was up for like $80. Perfect. And I'm gonna also look to try and get that if the seller will drop down to like $40, considering the shirt's over 15 years old. I think at this point I think it's a decent deal, but I'm excited.
I'm glad I'm finding Daft Punk stuff. I
don't know if any of that was legible.
Okay, no, it's cool. So basically I've just been looking for Daft Punk stuff, and it doesn't come up because they haven't done a lot of merch is the problem. And the merch that they have
done... Did you hear about the ERD jacket?
Oh, wait, what? They did a leather jacket? I want Coquette Leo. I want him to look like a court jester. There you go, you dummy. He's mad.
Anyways, that is probably it for the normie version of this podcast, but...
All right, wait, hold on. If you'd like to hear more, go to herohero.co/POK. It's also in our bio on Instagram. It's $4. You get access to episodes early, videos early. We're doing giveaways, and at certain milestones, we'll do things. I'm crossing my fingers, but a very big giveaway at like 400 or 500. I think we've tentatively said 400.
Okay.
And if we set it up, the earlier you come on, the more entries you'll get.
And the cheaper it will be.
The cheaper it will be. I will also say, I don't know why I'm like not gatekeeping this, but if we do it, it will be quite a large value of things. Hero Hero is going to help us set it up in terms of providing value and funds. It'll be quite a bit of stuff. So somebody's going to get dripped out. Maybe we'll have two winners and somebody else will just get like one thing, but the winner will probably get four or five things, which would be really cool. So head over to Hero Hero, show love. It goes straight in your RSS feed, so you don't need to do really anything else. And you can listen and watch through the app, which is really nice if you download that on your phone. So thank you again to all of our subscribers. And if you'd like to hear the rest of this episode, I have a couple of topics I'm actually really excited to talk about. We're going to talk about regional fashion in the United States as a function or as a result of the country being so young. I think it's a really cool topic. I'm really excited to talk to Michael about it. We'll get into it. But bye to all the normal people. We will see you next week.
Normal podcast listeners, ignore this. Hero Hero subscribers, hello.